Bicentennial Park on the north side of Geneva's downtown is often the site for large organized events, but some city residents say it could be better used on a day-to-day basis. Joe Marone is a founder of the Finger Lakes Skate Club. He'd like to see skateboarding move from the small park on Lyceum Street into downtown, and he's worked with Gabriella D'Angelo from Hobart and William Smith Colleges to develop a plan to bring action sports to Bicentennial Park.
We want to create a park that's more approachable. That park is, nothing wrong with the design. I think it was very thoughtful. I enjoy, once you get in the park, it's really, really kind of cool. But a lot of it's getting into that park. And we have a need for skateboards. We have a need for that park to be opened up. It's nice seeing the rec department starting to do a lot of cool things in that park too. And I hope that continues. This whole project goes through, because that's what this park's all about. It's not just for skateboarders. It's not just about skateboarders.
Marone has long been an advocate for skateboarding in and around Geneva. He teaches skateboarding classes through the city's recreation department. He's also used to working with local officials like Geneva City Manager Matt Horn.
When Joe came to us with this proposal to not only allow action sports in this park, but to really create a multi-user experience where you should be as comfortable sitting on a bench and just enjoying the lake views as you are, you know, grinding a rail or grinding on one of the curbs. You know, the old ways were build a half pipe somewhere in a municipal park and tuck it away so that people don't have to look at it. We want to celebrate our young people. We want to celebrate the fact that we are in an action sports region. And, you know, we want to continue to demonstrate that, you know, we put these types of uses on par with other recreational uses, including the lakefront in downtown.
Marone is also working with Drew King, a graduate of Hobart and William Smith, who stayed in Geneva to operate Space Vinyl on Exchange Street. The two are working to open a small skate shop behind King's current storefront, just about a block from Bicentennial Park. While there's an obvious benefit to bringing the sport downtown for a new business, King sees it as part of an ongoing evolution of downtown Geneva.
Exchange is the new Linden. We were kind of joking around about it, but I mean, even in my 3 years of being in this storefront, just this summer alone, I've seen so much more foot traffic. It's crazy. And we have the senator that's right next door. Then we have a congressman that's like two doors down, and in between both of them is Finger Lakes Live Music Hall that's opening up, and that's a concert hall that was started by more Hobart students. That's another person that's staying, and that's like another area of the city that's it's kind of branching out into.
The Finger Lakes Skate Club has held a number of public information sessions about their proposal. They intend to bring it to the Geneva City Council at tonight's meeting.